But we'll talk about too. Parsha Noach isn't really based on Rabbi Sacks, but we'll mention him. But this is from Rabbi Shulman, who's been learning Sefer Breishit for the
Oh.
past year or so. You know, rather than going by Parsha, has gone slowly enough to kind of go through in detail, and did kind of the end of Parsha Noach like a couple weeks ago. And this is based on Rav Medan's Sefer on Parsha on Sefer Breishit. This basically is straight from Rav Medan. So, and it starts with, excuse me, my talk, I cough. With after the Mabul, after the flood, after Noah comes out, Noah gets drunk. All right, we know the story. Source one, by Yehu ben Noach, Yotzim min ha-teva, Shem v'Cham v'Yafet, and the sons of Noah that came out of the teva, out of the ark, were Shem, Cham, and Yafet. V'Cham hu avi Kana'an. And Ham was the father of Canaan, and obviously that's telling us something important here. The next paragraph is going to be all the genealogy of all their descendants. Here we just got to know one of them. Ham, father of Canaan. Noach, these three were the sons, Me'elah Nafsa, and from there the earth was repopulated. Yachel Noach Ish Hadamah. And Noach began to be a man of the earth. He's a farmer. And Rashi will point out Vayachel can also be read as Vayachal, it became chulin, profaned. So what does he do? Vayitakarim, he plants a vineyard, Vayesh minayayin, and he makes wine, and he drinks the wine of Vayishkar and gets drunk. Obviously, not a one-day thing, it's a process. Vayitgal and he is revealed in his tent. Very ambiguous what that means. And Canaan and Ham, the father of Canaan, sees his father's nakedness. And he tells his two brothers outside. And Shem, so Yipach is singular. So Shem took with Yefet etasimla, a garment, by Simah Shem Kraham, and put it over their shoulders. They walk backwards, by Chasud, and they covered their father, and they kept facing backwards. They didn't look at their father's name. They cut Noach Mieno, and Noach woke from his drunkenness. And he knew what his little son, had, youngest son, had done to him. What? It's all very ambiguous. Okay, we just got words here that don't tell us anything at all. Presumably, that's Chum. Right, Yefet's
Well, not right, not the way they're listed.
right. So Yefet is definitely the oldest one, and the way from the genealogy, it's clear that Yefet is the oldest. So the as Rashi says that, well, they're listed in kind of order of importance, right?
Oh.
But what it is ambiguous who is the youngest. If Yefet is the oldest, and that you could read it both ways, is that he knew what Ham did and he knew what Shem did because he has to know both of those things. Either way, he says Aru Canaan. We're cursing Canaan here, not Ham.
Oh.
Eved Avadim Yelachav, he will be the slave of slaves to his brothers. Hashem, okay, Shem, blessed is the God, Hashem, the God of Shem. He Canaan Eved Lamo, Canaan will be his servant. Yaftel Kim Yefet, may God make Yefet fruitful. Yishkom Ole Shem, and Yefet will dwell in the tents of Shem. Yishkon actually probably talks to the location, God, that Shekhinah will dwell in the tents of shame. Yehi Kanan Eved Lamo, and Kanan will be his servant as well, will serve Yefet. Completely unclear what happened. And why is Kanan figured so prominently, right? It's Vayar Cham Avi Kanan, and then Cham tells his brothers, but again, maybe it was Kanan. It's completely unclear what happened. Okay. Rashi starts out, trying to figure out why we start with the Cham Avi Kanan. Right, for beginning the story, right? Yes, Noach has three sons and one grandson listed. Lama Hushrach Lomar Khan. Why do I have to tell you that he's the father of Canaan? We got a whole 30 psukim in the next paragraph talking about every descendant. The fish at Parsha Asuka Uva Beshikrut Shel Noach. Because this whole paragraph is talking about Noach's drunkenness. Shekilkil Bacham, that Cham did something wrong. By Yadon Kelal Canaan, Canaan will be cursed because of that. And if we didn't say who the relationship and the children of Ham, we would not know the relationship there. So this paragraph is telling that Kanan is somehow involved in here. Tell that, okay, we got the three sons plus one grandson. They'll be involved in the story. And the assumption is that when he says, Vayarat av Ervat Aviv, he saw the nakedness of his father, that's something more egregious than just looking. Something bad happened here. Right? Aviv, and there's an ellipsis here, and then Vayigedesh something bad. Torah's not telling us what. And some of Ham and Canaan were both involved. Okay, so this is Rashi, Vyacham Abikanan, Omrim Kanan Ra'a. But there are those who interpreted that Kanan's one who saw initially Vigili Aviv and told his father Ham. Kach Hizkra Davar, that's where he was part of it and he was cursed. Vayart Ervat Aviv, he saw his father's nakedness. What does that mean? Yeshurim so. There are those who say he castrated him. Yeah, this is more than just looking in his drunkenness.
What's
Vyesha
a little more?
what?
Yes. What's the second one?
And there are those who say he sodomized him,
Oi.
raped him. Yeah, this is not good. Okay, this is not, this is for the story for adults.
Yeah, I'm not
Right?
ready for this.
I'm sorry.
I
It's
never
not.
heard that.
Oh,
Wow.
this is Rashi. I mean, because you have to say that something bad happened here.
Yeah.
This cursing there. We'll have to see how that's relevant.
Right.
Okay. Malbim similarly, by Yarcham, Chazal Pirshu, Sheriv O Osir so that I'd be raped him or castrated him. But Midrash Amar Shekanaan Sar so. And there's a Midrash that it was Canaan who did the act. Shechama be Canaan her Alek the Canaan. That Ham saw it by Yar Ham, ellipsis of something happened. Canaan Palal ha Hamugunah. And it's Canaan who did the act that was so unspeakable that it remains unspoken.
Ah.
Then Bacham he gave the Shneachav mipe'er barato, and then Ham is when it told his brothers because he was so proud of what his son had done. That's another midrashic understanding of what happened here. Sfarno, similar idea that Ham saw that Rabbi Zocha solo Kanaan b'na. That it started, Kanaan did something. Sfarno says it was the Sirus and the castration there. Kanaan did it. Ham saw what happened, then tell those brothers about it. It's got to be something like that, just from the context, the tone of it.
Right.
As I shift away, Steinsaltz summarize it. Nira ki Kanaan. It seems that the reason why Kanaan is mentioned here, even though the only act that's actually done is by Ham, Shimshe he was somehow involved. We have to go with the midrashic explanation. We have nothing else here. Ben bakashu now whether he's one who saw it first, and Kanaan told his father, Ham. Or whether he did these terrible actions, not clear, but somehow involved. But the key is habitui lerot erva, right? Vayar et ervat aviv is kmo legalot erva, just like to reveal the nakedness. Ufa b'Torah gam b'ksharim halachatiyim. It appears in the Torah in the halacha. That is an idiom that has a specific meaning. It's not literal about revealing, seeing them undressed. But some kind of forbidden sexual contact. So that what's hinting at here is the language that Ham or Canaan somehow asa benoach maaseh mini kol shehi did some kind of sexual act some here. That is the implication of those words of Ra'a Lir'ot Erva. Rav Madan also makes that point. So now we're getting to Rav Madan.
You have
And
other examples of where that appears?
well, how about source 8? Let's look at that right
Oh.
now. Okay, this is in Parashat Achrayimot, right? Ish ish al kol she'er b'saro lo tikrevu l'galot erva. that no man should come to a relative, should literally to come close to a relative to reveal their nakedness. This is talking about incest.
Erbisaro. Okay.
Right? Sher b'sor legalot erva. Hashem, ervat avicha ve'ervat amicha lo tegaleh. Okay,
Right.
that's clearly in the context talking about incest, not somebody talking about seeing. Okay,
Right.
imchahi lo tegaleh ervatai, your mother. And the other side of it is ervat eshet avicha lo tegaleh. Do not reveal the nakednesses of your father's wife. Ervat avicha hi u. It is the nakedness of your father. That erva of a man refers to having relationships with his wife.
Oh.
Oh, here's another example of the oh, I missed six examples in source seven. That taking one's sister, ra'at, same expression, seeing ervata, who he tir'ed ervato. Chesed, who is disgraced, nikritu yisa. Again, same expression, meaning instances, as he puts it here, masemini, which I had to look up that. I did not realize what that word mini means.
Achoto bat aviv ob, so
But,
sisters, no sisters.
right, you
Okay.
cannot have sexual relation contact with a sister. Okay, that's ra'ayot. But this idea that ervat avicha refers to eshet avicha is what Rabbi Adam picks up on here. So maybe it wasn't, the act wasn't with Noah while he was drunk. Maybe it was with Noah's wife.
Huh. Doesn't sound like it from the text.
It doesn't, but they said the expression of Roa et Ervat
Yeah,
Aviv,
that's true. You have
is
to, right, there
explicitly
it is.
Ervat, right? So that's
Yeah.
a hint there.
Right.
Well, there's another hint also, which we're going to get to in a second. It's not clear, but this is Ramadan. In Ramadan, will go kind of peel pulling a Tanakh apart. Okay, so this is Ramadan. Gam re'it ervat aviv. Amot ev mikra'ot al cham titparesh. That you could explain this ervat aviv. That the pasuk describes cham. Can you explain laniyot dati, in my humble opinion, ki ve'ilat eshet aviv. Talking about eshet aviv. Maybe not his mother directly, but I know we don't know how many wives he had. Remember Parshat Arayot, like it says here in Parshat Arayot in Aramaic.
One of the Greek Orestes, or
You think about Oedipus?
oh, Oedipus,
Oedipus is the one who has the
and he's
oracle
his
says he's going
father's
to kill his
wife,
father and marry his mother, and he does his best to avoid it, and ends up being inevitable, and it happens because he doesn't know.
yeah, it's Oedipus, so it's his
Yes.
father's wife, Jocasta, and King
Remember.
Laius.
Latest or Laertes? Latest? Okay.
Laius, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's Rav Medan say that the Ervat Aviv refers potentially does that. Yuli Erva, Riet Erva, that those expressions, Meshamshim Pesukim Ela Kibitui, there, Bitui expression. Barua lekiyum yechasei ishut, that they clearly have something to do with interpersonal relations. It's not just about seeing the nakedness. It's clearly talking about some kind of sexual contact. And there's a textual oddity that hints at this. Okay, if you look at the pasuk, right, it's
Again,
vaitgal
when I just saw that, I thought it said there's a sexual oddity. I said, well, yeah.
text. Okay. Watch how I didn't write that, did I?
You said textual.
Textual. Okay,
You
good.
wrote textual.
Good. Okay. I'm just making sure that I
Yeah.
didn't have a Freudian slip there. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that he gets drunk. I bet gal betoch ohalo. But notice how it spells ohalo. It's with a hey.
Ah.
So specifically, the tour, who has a commentary on Chumash, says betoch ohalo. It's ohalo ketiv. It's with a hey there. See, the gal betoch ohal ishto. That this incident happened specifically in the tent of Noach's wife. So another hint there. So that Rav Medan is proposing that what Ham did, that what
Yeah,
Ham
yeah.
did, oops, was not sodomize his father,
That
but
makes
while his
sense.
father is drunk, he
Well,
rapes
his
his wife.
father is drunk, yeah.
to mother, or his, I'm going to change that to father's wife. That's not, that's going to go them.
So it wasn't his own mother.
Well, we don't know.
Okay.
That's not clear, but the implication about the father's wife is going to be important.
Yeah.
So again, the expression clearly is not, when it's used at Ervat Aviv, it's talking about Eshet Avicha as opposed to Ervat Imecha.
Yeah.
Really, you know what I'm
Right.
saying? Here, it clearly is talking about that. So whether he had more, obviously could have been a different mother. Okay, and therefore, so where does Canaan get involved?
Where?
The proposal is that Canaan is a product of that union.
Oh.
He's a mamzer, right? Lo
So
yuvo mamzer pradasha.
the curse comes years late or months later.
Right. So you have to say that this is not an, he wakes up and it's under the curse, that this is a process here. Says Rabbi
Right.
Dan, yitaken shemi'ota bi'ilat zinut, that out of this ancestral union, Shaba'al chamet imo, he says mother, I wouldn't go necessarily say that, nolad yamim Canaan, that eventually Canaan is born. No, Noach yadash that Canaan ben ishto, that Noach realized that this baby Canaan, who is his wife's son, Einar beno, is not his son, Elamamzer. He's woken up from doctor's stupor. He
What
realizes
and
what is
why
that?
did he think that? I mean,
Because he's been drunk for 9 months and he's just not, wasn't there, and he knew full well he
oh,
vowed.
oh, and then a baby comes. Okay. And he looked like him, let's say.
And this Eved idea is not so much a slavery, but simply lo yavo b'kalav. It's a mamzer.
Okay.
Okay, that's part one, because that's a short, I call that tarachi pilbul, right? We're kind of pulling at pieces here. And you point out, it requires that by yikatz Noach mi'eino v'yeda sheh aseh b'no, that what Noach wakes up and realizes what his son had done as recurring over many months, it's not horribly unreasonable. But I think what's
Right.
more interesting is what Rav Madan's reading implies about the consequences of that and the causes. What does that mean of what Cham does? How do we read that? And now we're going to go back to Rabbi Sacks and look at
Yeah.
what Noach did after the flood was over. What does
Yeah.
Noach do after the flood's over? He does nothing.
Right.
Right? There's a
Yeah,
flood
this
by
is the
Yamim
part
Kanan.
of Rabbi Sacks, I know. He sends out a dove and he
So we're going to look at that inside, so I can say this on the.
waits and he waits. Yeah.
So I can say it on the audio. But by my ayamim, by my mayahalok v'chasor ad achoresh asiri. So the water is slowly ebbing until the tenth, until the 10th month, until of. Okay, so it starts in Tishrei. V'asiri bechalachos rosh chodesh ab nirosh harim, the tops of the mountains appear. I
Oh,
indicate what?
I didn't know the chronology.
Oh,
So
it's got
10
dates throughout the
months.
whole thing, right?
They were there for 10 months and then longer.
Right, and then by case Arbamium. So waits 40 days. Now the 10th day of Elul. Right? And what does he do? He doesn't leave. He opens the window and looks. Sends out the raven and by Yonah, and he sends out the dove to see if the water is right. And then by Chal Od Shivat Yamim waits another week. It's on the 17th of Elul. Okay, they still Shlach the Yonah Me'Teva, sends the dove again by Chal Od Shivat Yamim, and he waits another week, 24th of Elul.
He's stalling, he's stalling.
Ode, and so the dove doesn't come back. So clearly, there's found dry land. And what does he do? He does nothing at all, right? Even after all that. So it's a year later, Barishon Be'echel Chodesh. He waits until it's now Rosh Chodesh Tishrei.
Wait, what's the Sheish Mayot?
2601 years old. The flood, it says if his flood starts when
Oh,
he's
that's how
600.
old he is. Oh.
Right. So then it's the flood starts in the second month, 17, I think 17th of the second month. Okay, 17th of Mar Cheshvan, when he's 600. This is now Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of his 601st year. Arts. Okay, he's looking out and it's dry. So this is another week after the dove has left. And he pulls off the roof. He looks at it, where it's dry. And what does he do? He does nothing. Ubachodesh Hashani b'shiva ve'esrim yom, and in the 27th day of Cheshvan, yavsha aretz, the earth is bone dry. So what does Noach do? Nothing.
Nothing. Right.
Right. By the
Blaming
Bailey on the
himself.
Mars, so then
Right.
Hashem tells him, Tzimne teva, get out of the boat. Okay? He just stays inside. And Rav Sacks quotes the Medrash on this. When the water is finally receded, I know
this is when he
it.
says, I needed Rishut to go in, I need
Yes.
Rishut to come out. Yeah.
This is a Medrash. So you
Yeah.
know this. Right? You've looked at
Yeah.
this. No, no, sorry, no, should have left. Ella Amar Noch, no, no, said, Rishut HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichnasni, I went into the boat with God's permission, right? God told me, Bo ata fully tachai teva, go into the teva. Hashav et seishlo Rishut, you want me to leave when the out gave permission? So I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God says to him, Rishut HaTama Bakish? What? You need a personal invitation?
Yeah.
You can hear, it sounds very Jewish, right? It's got that kind of New York sarcastic edge. All
Yeah.
right, Rishut, here's your permission. Masha Kareem, but Inyan, that's what it said. Say Matavak, get out of the boat. And next paragraph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, Ilahiti Shem, I were there, Haiti Shovret, if I would have broken the ark and left.
Yeah. Okay,
This
that
sucks.
we read. It's so
You read these words you read, okay?
coincidental.
Understand,
Same
there are no coincidences, right? But don't say the Medrash one has to read the story flood carefully, with an ear to the pace of the narrative. Rain comes, the earth is flooded, Noah and those with him are sole survivors. Rain ceases, the water abates. We expect to read next that Noah emerges. Instead, the narrative slows down, and for 14 verses, almost nothing happens. Water recedes, ark rests, sends a raven, dove, 7 days, sends again, always 7 days. This time it does not return, Noah does not step out. Eventually, God himself says, come out of the ark. Only then does Noah do so. The Midrash is quite unmistakable in its note of exasperation.
Yeah.
Hopefully, building a shattered world, you do not wait for permission. Right? You gotta do something. It takes courage to rebuild a shattered world.
On the other hand, you could understand why he didn't want to come out. He knew he would see a
Yes.
destroyed world.
I will say that this is a criticism of Noah, but I'm
Right.
certainly, I don't know that I would be any different.
You know, when we were reading this, Rebuilding a Shattered World, it was so Rabbi Sacks. It's like prophetic, like for today, what's in
So
Israel.
he's talking about after the Holocaust and rebuilding the community.
Yeah,
And
but
you still,
now.
You always need to do that. But you can't blame those who can't do it, right? I mean, having survived is enough of a mile in and of itself, right? Again, Noach was a tzaddik, b'doro tov.
But
I gotta give him that credit.
This phrase, rebuilding a shattered world, that's what we're facing
Good
now
deal.
in Israel. And we're
Good
not
deal.
there yet because
No.
it's not over. I'm going to stay in the Teva, I'll tell you.
I say, okay, so, all right. And obviously, what does he do when he gets out? He gets drunk.
Well, right.
Okay. I mean, and it very much feels that way. That's what he becomes, right? He can't deal with it. Okay.
He plants the grapes. They know about grapes.
And right, clearly they know that, right? He's making wine. That's what he's
goes
doing.
Out to make wine so he could get drunk.
Yes. He can't
Right,
think.
poor Noah. You gotta feel bad for him.
Absolutely. Okay.
Right.
And that's it. Okay, so you said that this is the courage of rebuilding, and there are different kinds of people. They share the intuitive knowledge that Noah lacked, that when it comes to buildings, ruins, and catastrophe, you do not wait for permission, you take the risk. And you walk ahead. Okay, Noah doesn't do that. And so that's what it means afterwards when it says, Vayichal Noach Isha Dama. The pasuk says, this is Memedra there, Yichalel Benasechulit. Profaned himself, became profane. Lama, Lama, for what reason? That's what he did. His first goal was, I need a drink. Okay, I'm not going to rebuild the world. I'm going to plant the vineyard. I'm going to get my wine together. Okay? And that's then again. I'm right. Brechia, Kavi Moshe Minoach. Moshe was better than Noach in this way. Moshe grew. Noach fell back. Noach Mishnikra Ish Tzadik. Noach starts out being called Ish Tzadik, and ends up being Ish Adama.
Yeah,
it's kind of person. Moshe Mishnikra Ish Mitzri. When he first leaves, everyone identifies him as Egyptian man. In the end, Nikra Ish Elokim. He's a
Oh, wait,
kind of
I have to
badass, I
write
guess.
that down. This is good for her doctor. Ish Tzadik. Ish Adama. And Moshe is Ish Mitzri
Right.
and Ish Elokim. Okay.
That's it. The argument that
Okay.
Vayish min hayayin vayishkar, that he drinks the wine and becomes drunk, is not a one-time occurrence. That's who he was, right? He looked at the complete destruction of the world. He becomes an Ish Adama, a man of dirt. He becomes an alcoholic. And Rav Medan actually makes the parallel to Lot,
Oh.
right? After destruction of Lot's world, right? His cities are destroyed. He's watching this from the cave. He gets drunk. And now has this ancestral relationship with his daughters.
He does?
Lot does. You know the
I
story of
missed
Lot and his daughter and his daughters? Okay, this is Parsha Vayera.
Oh, the
Okay.
daughters in the cave?
Here, well, let's read it.
Oh, after Sodom.
Right. Again, looking at he's
Yeah.
looking at Sodom being destroyed,
Yeah.
and you know, his daughters get him drunk, but he's clearly not fighting that. He's fine with it. Lot leaves Tzoar, one of the cities of Sodom, Vayeshev Bahar, and he sits and he runs to the mountains, Shtei Benot Habimo. They go to the mountains because they're afraid to stay in the city. Vayeshev Ma'ara, who Shtei Benotav, and he's there in a cave, him and his two daughters. And the oldest tells the youngest, our father's old, V'ish Ein Ba'aretz Lavo Aleinu, and there's no one here who will come to unto us, Kederach Kol Aretz, in a way that we can reproduce. Let's get him drunk. We have supplies here, and we'll have him Nechiyam, and we will basically, it's a Yibum kind of act. We will
I
have
mean,
children from him.
it was a plan B. You know, what were they going to do? They thought the world was destroyed.
Well, yeah, you can read it that side of the world's story, but at least from their point of view, their world was destroyed. But yes, so the Gemara talks about whether this was an Aveir L'Shem, the Shema
Right,
kind of
right,
argument here.
right.
Not we're looking at,
Okay.
I'm looking at Lot here specifically,
Yeah.
about Teshkenet, so they get him drunk that night, and he wasn't aware when he lay with her, and when she got up because he was drunk. In the text, there's actually dots over the kuma because it says, well, he kind of knew what happened, but he wasn't fighting. And the next day, the elder told the younger one, "I
Right.
did it last night. Let's do this again, and you can do it as well."
And this is Moav comes, who
Moab and
Moav?
Amma, correct.
Yeah.
Maybe Zara.
We don't have names for these girls, right?
We do not.
Okay.
Okay. So how does it all fit together? What happens now? How does it fit with the Chum story? And so Ramadan says, well, you have to understand what it means to read it as Chum laying with his father's wife. Even if you read the Perikop, the story literally that way. The text is hinting at it. The hello, the Ervat Aviv, all hints at this idea that, and because laying with a father's wife has a very specific meaning, comes up over and over again, right? We have it by Reuven, right? When
We
Yaakov is
have
old, Reuven Bilha, Reuven and
oh
Bilha.
yeah, we have David of
That's
Shalom.
right. We have Avshalom. That's my 30 sec.
There it is. Yeah.
Right, Avshalom, when he takes over from his father, publicly goes into the tent with his father's wives. We have the same thing after David dies, where Adonijah, who wants to be king, Shlomo is king. So Adonijah asks if he can marry Avishag Shunammite, and then Shlomo says, obviously, you just because you want to be king, right? Because the act of taking the king's wife is an act of saying, I'm in charge now. Reuven here is saying, no, I'm now the I was the Bachor, now I'm running the family, right? That Absalom is saying, David's gone, I am now the king.
Okay.
Saying the Chacham is the same way. This act of what Chacham did, whatever the details were, the Torah is not going to tell us. We have no idea whatsoever. But Chacham did what it was of saying, I'm in charge now.
Okay.
You're an old man. Time for me to be the head of the family. This is Rav Madan. Right? We clearly see the parallel between Noach and Lot. Shnem Ba'olam Chadash. The two of them have survived in this new world. After facing destruction of the old world. And both of them basically are drowning their despair in alcohol. Sof shikrut Lot haya b'gilui arayot. Lot's drunkenness ends up with the incest with his daughters. Efshar kach kara gam leNoach. Possibly that is whatever happened with Noach is something very similar as he drunk. Noach hitgalev v'gadav. Noach was revealed. B'chamra azot, and
But
he's going
what
to
was
talk about
Ham's motivation? Lot's
Lot's story.
daughters, we know.
Yes, so that's what we're saying. That he saw what happened to his father. Who ra'a b'Noach aviv azaken? He sees his old father Adam Yosh, person who had given up. Hashayach l'olam hayashan, relevant to the old world. Olam hachadash tamo shel Cham, the new world according to Cham's reading, haya shayach l'tzirim, belonged to the young. He was going to do an act to say that, okay, no, Abba, you're not going to rebuild the world. Time, move over, let me take over.
Oh.
It wasn't so much an act of, it wasn't a sexual act. It
Yeah.
was like Avshalom's act. It was an act of saying, your time is done.
Yeah.
Any connection to contemporary American politics is completely coincidental.
Let's hope it's done.
Right, pushing out the old man, telling right. Who rats are lereshet et aviv? He wanted to inherit his father in running the family in this new world.
So he says it's Ham and not Canaan.
Right,
Okay.
he's saying that the Canaan is was the mamzerut.
Yeah.
Right, it's Ham's act. The shem kach bali mo. That's where he comes to Eshet Noach. He goes to Eshet Noach. He's assuming that this was an act of rape, not a voluntary. That's the way of expressing he is now the ruler of the
Yeah.
family.
Yeah.
Kavshalom, as we said before.
Yeah.
So the lesson here, this whole story fits in about this idea of intergenerational change. Again, I don't want to criticize Noah because we said that before. He's a neat tzaddik, and I don't know why it would have been any better. But
Right.
the way he's saying that Ham is saying that, okay, I'm at Sierra, we need to take over. And so that when he's go with the second half of his statement, right? Vayar et Ervat Aviv, what happens after that is Vayeged l'shnei achav b'chutz. He told his two brothers. Because that's parallel
Oh.
to the Tomer HaBechira LaTzira. Like the Lot's daughter is one telling the next one. Ham's telling his brothers, I did it, you need to do this too.
Oh.
We need to assert control, okay? Because Abba's not doing it. Abba's telling his brothers, I asserted my authority over Abba, you should as well. And profoundly, Chacham was right in that. They needed to move forward, right? Noach wasn't doing that. They need to rebuild the earth, okay? He doesn't need to humiliate his father that way. You don't need to reject the old generation. Even if you're saying you need to move on.
Right.
Which goes back to the Sirus, okay? He's metaphorically emasculating his father. As a serious here, not literally castrating. Okay, and that difference is with Shem, right? What does Shem do? He covers up his father's shame. He's going to take care of his father. So that's what Kibbutz Av is all about.
And don't leave out Yafet.
Yeah, Shem. Yeah, right. I'm saying Shem because it's Vayikach Shem in the singular v'yafet.
Oh,
Okay,
it is
so.
singular,
It
right.
is, yeah. I mean, it's important. The Shem is the one who does it. Yefet does was with him, so Shem is kind of the hero of the story. But yes, Yefet is with Shem, not with Cham. After Cham tells both of them, but But that points out the mitzvah of kibud av em is machil mashkeh, you feed them, give them to drink, malbishu mechaseh, part of the mitzvah of kibud av. So this is an act of kibud av em. This is
But
Ramadan.
not too much mashke.
The mashkeh here is water, not
Orange juice.
necessarily the mashkeh.
Right.
Okay, so scharo shel shem is his reward is vayishkom be'olei shem, that the Shekhinah should dwell in the tents of shem. This mazkirat divrei chazal, this reminds of what the Gemara says, hukash kibud av ve'em lekvodo shel makom. The kibud av honoring parents is like honoring God.
Where does it say Vayishkom shame?
That's when,
Is that part of the curse?
no, so yeah, it's part of the bracha afterwards, right? Noach says, Aruch Kanan, and then Vayomer Baruch Elokei Hashem, Yihi Kanan Eved Lamo, Yaftol Kimayefet, Yishkon Bo'olei Hashem.
Oh, so what does
And
it
this
mean?
room,
Oh, Yafet is
Yishkon is
also good.
what?
Yafet
Yishkon.
is also good.
Right, Yafet, which would be beautiful, and Elokim should dwell in the tents of Shem. Yaft Elokim Yafet Yishkon Bo'olei Hashem. Right? God should make Yefet fruitful and dwell in the tents of Shem.
Oh, that's just a play on Yafet and Yafet.
Yes,
There's,
that's a pun there, which we won't get. That
yeah.
that's it's worth its own shiur there too. That's a pun on Yefet.
What does it
Okay.
mean again? Yafet Elokim?
Yeah, make him beautiful.
Oh. Who?
Liyefet. God will make Yefet Yefet.
Oh.
Yaft Elokim liyefet, God who should make Elokim yefet and dwell in the tents of Shem.
Isn't that one of your like names that are prophetic to what's,
Nominative
I don't know,
determinism, yeah. So
something.
here I say it's probably more the other way around that. Yef, his name is
Right.
Yefet, which probably meant beautiful. That's probably why they named him that in the beginning, but now we're gonna kind of
Yeah.
play on that one.
So Yafet is a good guy.
Definitely is a good guy, yes, in this.
Okay.
But the point here, the Yishkon Be'olei Hashem, that God will dwell in his tents, and Mechabed Tel Rav, Mechabed L'masa Gam HaRibono Shel Olam, the honoring parents is like honoring God, and God therefore, so God will honor him back.
Okay.
That's the way to approach it, okay? And that the idea here is that, yes, we need to move on, but we still need to respect the previous generation as well. Even to say, well, they could have done more. Well, that's very,
Yeah.
there's a very poignant Gemara about the broken luchot. After the luchot are broken, right, Hashem says, build me an ark, and I'm going to build you, give you new luchot. And say, and the pasuk is, and I will rewrite the luchot asher shibarta that you broke, v'samtam ba'aron, and you replace them in the ark. What
The
is the
new
them?
ones or the
Well,
old
that's
ones?
Tanya Rabbi Yosef, lamed shaluchot v'shivrei luchot munachem ba'aron, both of them.
Oh.
Luchot are in the Aron, and the broken pieces.
Oh.
You can't say Talmud Chacham shechach Talmudo machmat anuso. The Talmud Chacham was forgotten his learning from old age. Hasn't rejected it. We can no longer learn. She ain't no game bo min hagbizayon. Don't despise them. Don't treat them cheaply. Don't insult them.
What is Chamat Onso?
Machmat onaso,
Machmat?
because of the inevitable onus.
So that just means like dementia. He grew
Right.
old and got dementia.
Not someone who shachak because he rejected it and went out there, right, like that.
Yeah.
But so you still need to treat such a person with respect.
So wait, I have a question, two questions. These two things about the luchot, the old and the new, and this thing in an achot.
Right.
Did you put them together with this whole thing? What Rav
Yes.
Midan did?
No, I did.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, it seems to fit, right? This idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
But the idea of treating the old with respect, even when they can no longer be an active part of whatever the world needs right now.
Interesting. You really
That's
moved
the letter.
from, yeah, yeah, it's not that much about Noah himself, but about the kids.
Right, and how you and right, that's what the story is here for. They're rebuilding the world, and how do you do that? Right, what do you do with this shadow world? What do you do with those who got you to the point where you are now?
And he couldn't do it.
And he couldn't, they can't go, and those can't go further, but acknowledge they got you where you are now. So that's still important to keep those in respect. Don't destroy the old
Yeah.
and
So as
rebuild
I
the new.
recall, I mean, the way we were interpreting Rabbi Sacks is his title of this one was Obedience. The one you're quoting.
Well, this one particularly is called what's called Hero or Zero. He's got a couple of variations.
No. But he has another one called
I mean, he's.
it's also in one of his books.
Oh, I'm sure. Here we have.
And it's called something about obedience, the limits of obedience. And he really goes into Noah.
Yeah, we have this righteousness, that leadership is a similar idea.
No, it was all about obedience.
Okay.
And the title had obedience in it. Where is it?
Not seeing it here in the essays from.
That, you know, he was obedient. He did what God said, build an ark, he built an ark, da 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 da. But that's not what Judaism wants. Not obedience, he says, but responsibility. And
Yeah, I mean that basically this one here,
action to
righteousness,
be.
not leadership.
No, there's
You're not
another
seeing it here.
one.
Okay, this is it.
So I guess he recycles his stuff.
Aren't we all? I mean, it's different variations on the same thing.
All right.
Me. Okay.
Well, very good. So timely. It fits in what I was thinking about.
Okay, well, you're welcome to get this
A different,
online
you
and
know, a
print it
bit of a
out.
different angle. It's a different
Yes.
angle. And it makes sense. I mean, they saw him in the tent. Big deal, you know.
Right.
And that phrase is used.
Right. So that's
What's
from
the
Rabbi
phrase?
Dan's point. That clearly,
Oh,
Ayara,
Lirot
Lirot Ervata Aviv,
Aviv.
explicitly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop
Well,
recording.
all right.